Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, the Kosciuszko for the country trainers is such a huge event, a race worth $1.3 million, and Brett Kavanagh has one of the main chances, the Monstar. Morning to you, Brett. Morning, Brett. I don't know whether he can hear us. Are you there, Brett?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, very well. We're on air, mate. What a thrill this is. What a moment it could be for the Kavanagh family and the owners of this horse.
Yeah, exactly. You know, eight-year-old, he's not getting towards the end of it physically or looking at him, but on paper, you know, they're eight-year-old gelding. So, yeah, it'll be a great way for this horse to go out.
It would be. So how's he done since the shorts?
He's, we've always had a plan to go to the Constellation, the Sydney Stakes. So, you know, this, I've said it before, this just fitted into his program. He, a month between runs, he went up to Vantage Hill show jumping for 10 or 12 days, and then he come back to stables, got a serious hit out, jump out on the course proper 900, and he's had a couple of little gallops since, and he's ready to go.
So it sounds like, you know, we've been talking a lot about track condition. It's hard not to talk about it, but you know the Monstar relishes this sort of ground.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's got great wet form. He's just been unfortunate, probably through a couple of seasons in Sydney and Melbourne where, you know, he struck good threes and got beat two lengths at listed and group level. So it looks like someone's looking after him this week.
Yeah, exactly. What's it mean to you, Brett? I mean, here we are. I mean, we talk a lot about the TAB Everest and $13 million race. I'm at Canterbury this morning talking about US Navy flag for a bloke like Aidan O'Brien. But here it is, the Kosciuszko. It's like your Everest, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. You know, look, I never feel pressure too much. Outwardly, you never see it. Inwardly, there's a bit. But I got a bit itchy when I was getting ready to share a world record at 6:30 in the morning. And it was last Thursday. I was sort of second judging myself and a bit itchy about my horse. And I looked at him in a month between runs, and Lee and Henry rode him out. And I just spontaneous, I said, listen, just spin him out there 1,000 metres. Will you work and gallop 1,000, click him up. We want to know where he's at. And that was like 10 days ago, and he pulled up. Wouldn't have blown a match out. Liam was happy. And I said, well, we got our job done. We just got some maintenance now. So, and, you know, look, there's a few things. I reckon there's a lot of country trainers that be under a bit of pressure because it's $1.3 million. If it was a $100,000 race and a heavy 10 like it's going to be, I reckon four or five of these horses in this race would be scratched. So, you know, when you start pulling it to pieces, it looks a winnable race for us.
How important is Ty Anglin in the picture here? I mean, he knows this horse pretty good.
Yeah, look, I've had a long relationship with Ty, you know, riding the odd winner here and there for us, even from back when he was a kid and he used to come to Wagga. You know, Ty's pretty good. He's a bit like a bucko and a few of them other boys. They walk out with a plan and you leg them up and they go and get the job done, you know. If I got to give Ty Anglin instructions, well, I got the wrong jockey.
Yeah, exactly. But listening to you, mate, you sound excited. I can hear it in your voice that you'd wish today was race day by the sounds of it, mate.
I think the 100 Northwest will be well represented. You know, I watched Suncraze trial last Saturday at Gunnedah, and I'd be happy to be putting a saddle on him. I've watched Rod's horse work during the week. I'd be happy to put a saddle on him. So I wouldn't be surprised if we come home with the trifecta, us three.
Yep, understand. Lips and Lashes is in that $100,000 highway, a horse that does like it a bit wet.
Yeah, look, she's a mare on the way up. I'm not too sure how much ability she's got. She came to us as a barrier rogue. She was a bit itchy in the gates a few times. Her form's faultless. She wouldn't have been out of place in probably the bottom half of the Kosciuszko. If you take her run last week, they run a record. She sat 3-4 deep outside the leader. And I think the winner and one behind her are going to stakes races. So that might be a good form race, that Warwick Farm race, for Lips and Lashes. 1,400. She won over 1,300 at Scone the other day. She's rock solid going in, so no excuses.
All right. Well, mate, enjoy the next 48 hours. Race day is race day. You've got a job to do, but I think the only thing I can say to all participants, I reckon, is just suck it in and enjoy it. You know, you've got a runner in a $1.3 million race. You're a part of one of the biggest race days in Australia. You've got to enjoy it too.
Yeah, and just T. Anglin will come out of Barrier 9 and spread them like Brown's cows. That's what'll happen.
sounds like you got a plan.
Yeah, it'll be a plan.
All right.
We'll work it out when we get there.
Good luck, Brett. Thanks for your time. Good on you.